Good morning. It is a Friday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok, and I rubbed my eyes this morning, Alan, to look at the headlines I see in the New York Times. Republican tax bill hits snag over deficit concerns, although it does seem like there's been some hard negotiating going on of late. And, of course, the question to vote or not to vote today.
Well, David, the Republicans are in an interesting situation in the Senate. I think the biggest problem that they have is that they're about to do a whopping raise in the deficit. And many of the Republican senators have always portrayed themselves as deficit hawks. When the Democrats are in power, they're the first ones to say this is getting out of control. Now they want to raise it a trillion, maybe a trillion and a half. And that, of course, I don't care what anybody says, tends to devalue our money. The stock market is going crazy anticipating this thing happening. And huge amounts of money pouring into the market because there's a sense that, well, they'll make out like bandits because of the tax cuts for the rich. The big argument is that there'll be trickle down. It has never worked. The question is, do the people who gain from these big tax cuts, and we know now based on the scoring that it'll be people at the top, do they put the money in their pocket? Do they buy another yacht? Or do they make sure that their workers are well taken care of? Well, we know that answer. We're almost at full employment right now, and the workers are not being taken care of. So there are an awful lot of Republican senators who are very nervous about this. And the issue of deficit is the one that I think will catch them. That's the problem for them. They do need a victory. Trump is adamant about getting a victory. I don't think, and I've said this all along, that he cares that much about what's in the bill. He just wants a bill. Obviously, this is going to be tax cuts for the rich, a little bit for the maybe some of the upper middle class and some of the others, but very little in terms of a tax cut. That is why there's some speculation that there will be people who turn around and say they're not going to vote for it. John McCain surprised a lot of people, said he would vote for it, despite the fact that the insurance issues, and they threw health insurance back into this thing, were the thing that made him a hero to so many people in the American public. So if you want my bet is they get something. Is it going to be what we see now? Maybe not, but they'll get something.
Meanwhile, we learned of another development yesterday, which seems to be coming. The White House has developed a plan to replace Secretary of State Rex Tillerson with Mike Pompeo, the CIA director, within the next several weeks.
David, Trump's movement on this was predictable from the moment it leaked that Tillerson called him a moron. You don't call a man with this kind of massive narcissistic sense of self a moron and think you're going to get away with it. It leaked. It was never denied. And Tillerson will be out. Tillerson is more in the model of some of the secretaries of state who have been more moderate. Pompeo is expected to be a hawk. And that doesn't spell good things when it comes to our relationships around the world, because we do know that there's a big downside to being mercurial. We know that North Korea is on the table right now. We see Tillerson being affected by 1,000 cuts. But in the end, these leaks aren't coming from nowhere, and it's going to happen.
Here's an interesting piece. After we see many attacks on the press from President Trump and others, Walmart has removed a controversial T-shirt, Alan, with a simple message, "Rope tree journalist, some assembly required," from its website after the Radio Television Digital News Association sent the largest retailer in the U.S. a note flagging the shirt's message.
David, that's a very interesting phenomenon. We know journalists are not popular in the United States right now. Of course, neither are congresspeople or presidents or others. But ropes and trees, of course, have a history in the United States. We call it lynching. It's a terrible thing. And I don't know who came up with this one, but it does show how far we are moving towards a kind of incendiary position where a leader influences the rhetoric of the country in such a way that this kind of thing is even possible that we see it. Is anybody going to be able to blame it directly on Trump? Did he do it? Did he do the T-shirt? No. But he certainly has changed the paradigm of American politics. And he has certainly, by playing to the base that he has, created this kind of a time when such a thing is possible.
Well, I'm sure you are, Alan, and I am proud to be an enemy of the people.
There you are, David. We can be proud, but it's going to hurt.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, have a great weekend. Listeners, you too, and we'll catch up on Monday.